Case, educate Yolanda on major household purchases. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Yolanda is a 23-year-old client. Yolanda comes in with a sense of urgency. After some brief small talk to calm the client down, the counselor says, "Tell me how I can help you today." Yolanda, "My car is at an auto repair shop, and they say that it needs a new timing belt. I got an extended warranty for it when I bought it, but the shop said that after checking my extended warranty, a timing belt is not covered because they said it was a wearable part. I called the dealership where I got the car, and they referred me to a different company who just told me what the repair shop had said." Counselor, "So you are stuck needing to pay for this expense even though you thought you would be covered?" Yolanda, "Yes, and I really need that car to get to work. A coworker is picking me up, but I can tell that won't last long." Counselor, "How much is the car repair supposed to be?" Yolanda, "They said it would be about $1,200, and I really don't have that much saved or that much room left on my credit card. I went to a dealership and they said they could pay off my old car loan and get me into a certified pre-owned car this week even. I told them I needed a reliable car and they said they have an extended warranty that covers even more types of service, and I could include the cost of that warranty into my new car payment. Replacing this car with one that is more reliable would really get me out of a bind, but I'm not really sure what to do." Counselor, "And how much do you owe on this car?" Yolanda, "About $3,000. Counselor, "So you don't have a working car right now, you need a way to get to work, and you can't afford to make this repair right away?" Yolanda, "Yes, that is about it." Counselor, "And your current car payment is how much?" Yolanda, "It's $300 per month and I can barely afford that." Counselor, "Alk, let's take a step back. What other options besides a different used car do you have available?" Question 1. The counselor knows that Yolanda is on the edge of making her life even more financially difficult than it is now. What is problematic about Yolanda's current situation, even though the counselor is choosing not to lead off with a discussion of these problems? Question 1 sample response. First, Yolanda got an extended warranty, which is a third-party service contract, not a manufacturer's warranty, but she clearly did not fully understand what was and was not covered until it was too late. Now Yolanda is feeling pressured by a different used car salesperson to make a hasty decision. Yolanda appears to be partly convinced that spending even more on a new extended warranty would avoid the current situation, but even if the extended warranty would cover services such as oil changes and wearable parts, the cost of such a warranty is likely to be more in the long term than just paying for such services. If, like this extended warranty, it does not cover many things, Yolanda will have paid a lot of money to cover only rare risks of manufacturer defects that occur late in a vehicle's life. The next issue is that of rolling negative equity, the $3,000 owed on the car, into a new purchase, plus rolling the extended warranty cost into the new purchase. If Yolanda cannot afford the car payment now, these steps are likely to make the next car even less affordable. Also, the car will be worth less than the amount owed even the moment the new contract is signed. If Yolanda wants to sell the car, the amount received will be unlikely to cover even what is owed. Question 2. What is one affirmation that the counselor can give Yolanda to help the client realize her strengths? Question 2 sample response. Counselor, "Well, you chose not to take that car dealer's offer right away and came to see me instead. You didn't let them pressure you into the deal they wanted that may not have been in your best interests." Question 3. Yolanda asks about what parts of the deal were a problem, and the counselor explains about extended warranties, as well as how the negative equity would be making the next payment even higher and the next breakdown even harder to pay for. The counselor repeats the request for some new options, and Yolanda says, "Maybe use a rideshare service for a while? What tools could the counselor use to see if this is a good idea?" Question 3 sample response. The counselor could help Yolanda determine how much they could save up each month for the car repair and then determine how long Yolanda would be without a car. The counselor could then help Yolanda calculate the cost of a rideshare service to and from work each day and could see if public transportation could also be added to the comparison. These options could be tested against a spending plan to see if they are affordable for that time period.